As part of WNYC's Brooklyn Bridge project, we're following the progress on the $500 million rehabilitation of the bridge, $50 million of which comes from the federal stimulus package. Our goal is to track the money and see just how many jobs are created and what things cost. Today, we're looking at tree guards. There are 58 trees beneath and around the bridge, and the wooden guards are budgeted for $1,300 each. WNYC's Richard Hake met up with Dr. Karsten Glaser, an arborist who consults for the city, to see if the guards could protect the trees or even if they're worth protecting.
My name is Karsten Glaser. I'm an independent consulting arborist.
Right now we're standing under one of the ramps leading to the Brooklyn Bridge. This is where this big construction project is about to happen. The Department of Transportation has set up these tree guards around all of these trees in this park that skateboarders used to use. Why don't you describe kind of what we're looking at here?
We're addressing matters about the urban forest. Trees growing in a 5x5 hole in the ground called a tree pit. Lots of infrastructure, as we see with the bridge above, and concrete below. We have straggly-looking trees growing up, trying to reach this little bit of light in between these ramps.
What kind of trees are we talking about here?
There's a number of species here. The ones in front of us right now, this is a pagoda tree, sephora, or a Japanese scholar tree is one name. Tree next to it is a red oak, which can eventually have a fabulous canopy if we allowed it to. I've seen some locusts down there. So it's a nice mix. I mean, these are standard tree species that we find all over the city, growing in tree pits, growing in playgrounds, and so on and so forth.
Now, looking at them now, they all have 2x4s, all kind of boxing them in, caging them in. And these are designed, I guess, to protect them for when the construction starts. This is going to be a staging area.
Yeah, I would contribute to that and say, not knowing fully what's going to happen here, but having seen staging areas on construction sites with the heavy equipment and in-and-out vehicles and what potentially may happen to the ground down here, the pavers that we're standing on, I think there's more that needs to be addressed about what's actually going to happen around here and how to better protect these.
So looking at these tree guards, they go 4 to 5 feet up around the bottom of the tree. They're going to be painting this and scraping this bridge. How will these trees fare that basically reach well up into the sky here?
There's going to be a conflict between how the contractor is going to set up a scaffolding or however he's going to go about with his business, probably not addressed yet.
It's always amazing to me how a tree can be planted in the middle of a concrete jungle, and there's this huge tree that survives.
Yeah, they're amazing organisms, and they're resilient, and they're plastic, and plastic meaning that they can respond to lots of environmental variables, except the human activity, which is the construction, which is impacts on root systems and all those things that we have to do in the urban environment to assure that the infrastructure works. Oak trees like we're looking at over here can live 100 years, can live 200 years, they can live 500 years. These are such long-lived organisms.
Dr. Karsten Glaser, an arborist who consults on construction projects, speaking with WNYC's Richard Hake. We asked the New York City Department of Transportation for a response. Their deputy press secretary said the $1,300 bid for the tree guards includes installation and complete year-round maintenance. Next steps include adding plastic fencing around the wooden structures. Want to help us follow the Brooklyn Bridge project? To read more about the tree guards and see pictures, go to WNYC.org and write to us at Brooklyn Bridge at WNYC.org.